On the corner of 30th and John, in the neighborhood with some of Seattle's lowest elevation, what looks at first glance like a park is actually a massive new storm drain. Meandering paths, green lawns, and rockery fill half a city block. Grace Manzano with Seattle Public Utilities says in the event of heavy rain, it can become a retention pond and prevent flooding.
It's a stormwater overflow protection facility, and it holds approximately 1.9 million gallons of stormwater.
About 7 blocks worth of new underground pipes connect the retention pond to a similar facility and a huge new stormwater storage tank at nearby Washington Park, doubling that capacity. Together, the infrastructure is enough to protect against flooding from storm events as big as the worst two on record in Seattle. That's a huge relief to many people who live in the valley, including Kathy Titus.
It's just fantastic. Since it's been built, I've only seen maybe a foot of water in it after any storm we've had. Plus, they've installed drains in our backyards, so we don't have standing water.
Titus says that's after years of chronic flooding in their basements that got so bad in 2004 that the neighborhood organized to lobby for fixes. Titus, a former teacher, says they warned the city that someone could get trapped. And in 2006, a woman named Kate Fleming did, and drowned. And even though the water came from another source, Titus says Fleming's death might have been what ultimately pushed the city to spend nearly $35 million on the stormwater upgrades.
Absolutely, having somebody die, unfortunately, really got their attention. You know, and it got the public's attention. I mean, everybody knows about it.
Despite that, she and her partner want other neighborhoods with chronic flooding to know that the city does respond when people organize. She still winces a bit when she hears the flood warnings, but for now at least, it seems the fixes are working. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.